Blog Talk Radio.
Right, the following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, go ahead.
Tune right in. Okay. I am Talk Dude, and on the other side of the line is Organic OK.
How's it going, everybody? This is Comedian Organic OK, and you're tuning in to... Simultaneous from the past, being a change for the future. What does that mean for you? Well,
what it means for me personally is, you see basically, you have this defining element of tragedy in your background. Something happened. Something went,
there's
a stage in life you want to change. Go ahead.
Wait a moment. I'm trying to explain to the people. When I said that,
okay.
I was trying to explain to them. They don't get it. Well, what that means is, seeing a change, being a change for the future is when battered men, right? So you got people that's been battered, right? And you got people that have not necessarily been battered. It's dealing with a cross-contamination of association, right? You know, people say it's guilty as the actual person you're involved with. Depending on what it is, people are going to hold you to that standard of what happened, right? So what I'm saying to you is what happens in your life, your experience in life, what older people, what younger people that you've been dealing with that's contaminating your actual viewpoint of what you're dealing with, right? Because you know that dealing with, you know, being battered is all more, you know, ways than one way to be battered, right? Battered by things and people and your actual experience that you inherited basically to fuel and feed your actual cross-contaminated behavior, right? So that's what I'm talking about. Now, as you were saying, explain to them what you're saying, but we got to introduce to those that never listened to this before, right? It's important to explain that part. So as you were speaking, go ahead. Everybody, I'm going to have to take over the show. My co-host is just being a complete cross-contaminated person. But he's not even communicating. You can't have someone on your show that's undermining you. It reminds you of a person who has addiction, right? They really, a lot of times, want to help you, right? But their addiction is more willing to try to act like their importance is more than the solution to be happy, right? You have all these kind of therapy, all these kind of psychological platform that people put in place to really give the dehydrated cross-contamination some place to actually, you know, be vulnerable to change. But when you have people that's always constantly cross-contaminating, undermining you, and always trying to be more important than you having peace, you're never going to truly be successful in happiness and what you're trying to do in a sense. Now, everybody, next week, my co-host is going to be executed off the show for next week. I'll talk to my co-host about this actual input about undermining people when they really need the help. So important, you call them somewhere, there's an emergency going on. You can't have assistant or somebody, that's a receptionist, somebody that's undermining your experience, undermining the information you need that's critical for you can actually resolve your problems. What they do is they escalate the conflict and make it more contaminated for you to even have a problem. You just talk to the person you need to deal with this foggy and over-hostile, you know, translation of what you've been dealing with. And then the person just played a victim, acting like what you was trying to get resolved, like it didn't mean anything. And maybe it don't mean nothing to them, but it means something in the greater, bigger things of dealing with life and explaining how we need to have healthy people that's helping us. People try to tell you, muffling and suffocating your pain for other people to be comfortable when you're traumatized. Now, he's in the background. I'm not even saying anything.
Okay, can I talk? Okay, can I talk now? Now, look, I've been like that myself. I have been in a place where
that's
I keep trying to suffocate the pain,
tonight.
And all it does is...
The show is here tonight. I'm gone.
No, wait, come on. Let's talk about whatever. Okay. Let me say this. We're not going to try to suffocate our pain. We're not going to try to smother it. And somehow that just makes it worse. You wonder, Do I have the time to fix this movie? How do I fix it? So many people procrastinate. If you see what they do is they try to stall and whatever, and hopefully they procrastinate. They say, I'll pass on personally before the pain really gets to me. I don't have time to get better. Would therapy really help me, or would they just take my money? Therapy doesn't help. Therapy doesn't. I need to toughen up. I need a thick outer shell to get by. What we on this show are trying to do is we are trying to... Okay, you see the change. You can be the change. You can be something that moves heaven and earth and all that. You can be. It's within your reach. The first thing is the sense of self. You reach inside and you take it. Try to take it all. Grab it. Be assertive with it. You're capable of more than you realize. So many people are afraid to basically have big dreams because they're afraid that big fall off the mountain. That could be a long fall from grace. What if I never get up? And you can be lonely at the top. When you're trying to reach for greatness, it's so cutthroat.
When you're talking about people, it's in this space. There's not a group that you're dealing with is locally or somebody you've been dealing with maybe. You're dealing with the possibility of seeing people fly and land from different, ventures in their path, in life and journey. So when you try to just let everybody feel like, they're not necessarily in creation of their peace and happiness, that their path have been hindering and submitting to them to be better. We have to look at the bigger picture of what people, you're going to find people all the time that's giving you something that you wouldn't expect them to get, right? And it's so amazing to not allow people to oppress you from their cross-contaminated viewpoint of something that they have no complete control over, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when you're dealing with a person, it's one person you're talking to. It's one person that can redefine what the capability is based on how you give them the reflection, how you clean and mirror the mirror that's inside of their ability to see the cross-contamination and the being battered, how that change, how the healthy of healing can really be inspiring. But just to tell somebody just negative, 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 you can spoil the harvest of growth before the growth can be given and people can use it for their actual fuel. It's a place where you be careful. You leave someone on the tree too long. Fruit, what happens if you leave the fruit on the tree too long? It falls off, right? So yes. You got to understand, you can't just keep giving people overloaded of just compress. It eventually explodes. Pressure and contamination of gas explodes after a while. And what you're doing is you're not even trying to take the approach of being healthy. You're just telling people this. It's like some kind of annoying cartoon that keeps telling you all the tragedy of pain and not giving you a solution. Get out of that.
It isn't like that. Truth is, I was getting to that if you'll let me. So many people lack self-worth. You got to have self-worth. Like, before anything else, take your self-worth, We just want worth something. A lot of people around you, they don't believe you're worthy of self. We always basically give, we think other people have more worth than we do. We always think that. The kind of people who say otherwise are basically just cynics. People who are better off on the ground. You don't have to live like that. For example, one thing you can do, this person basically just say, I'm worth something, so I'm going to prove it.
Keep that in mind.
I'm worth something. Now, that's what I try to do every day. Every single day. I was in a bad place, okay? I was sleeping a lot. I was eating all wrong. I just thought that I was doomed. I wasn't really showering much. I wasn't really basically giving myself that sense of self-worth.
I listen to other people tell me. Sometimes it helps. Find your loved ones and get them to tell you why you're worth something. What makes you matter? That is a thing.
Do you realize you have a show called We Can't Find You, We Find Ourselves, and you're saying the exact same kind of story, and it just sounds like the same, you know, and you got to understand when people need information like clothes and outfits and styles and clothing, right? Outfits, if everything was just simple, and some people want things plain, right, because they're trying to hide from being so successful and they actual position. But every person don't want everything just suffocated with boring, oppressing, sad stuff. They're already dealing with that. Then they want to run right into the exact same thing they're trying to get away from?
I'm talking about how they can get out of it. And then get out of it in spades. All you're doing is cutting me down.
It doesn't necessarily come across that way, sir. That's why some people get advice from older people than sometimes younger people, because sometimes older people are just trying to talk you to death and tell you some old, long, boring stuff. They're telling you something that it can identify with you. You got to get to the point when you're telling somebody something as becoming an elder at some point in time, you got to figure out what you're saying, how this is applying. Now, go ahead and say what you're saying. I'll check back with you in a moment.
Okay. Now, listen to me. You are worth something. You are basically of value. You can do what you want to do today. Even the later hours of the evening, you might ask what to do. Got on after a long day. Just going to watch TV. Try to forget what life is. The truth is, we're all capable of something. We're capable of doing anything. It's not just no child should be left behind. It's basically no person. You can make a change. We're living in very rapidly changing times. Technology has evolved and progressed in a big way. And I think people have changed too. Maybe not as much as we'd like them to. But there's change. Big change. There is big change. There is big change. Ask yourself what you want to change, what you feel the need to change, what do you want to do a little bit differently with your life? What do you want to do? What do you need? What are you dying for? What major change do you want to make? What absolute change do you feel is in you? Think about it. You can change yourself internally. You can change yourself to be a better person. Better, much better. That first change, think about what you should be eating. What would be better for you? What you should be doing a little bit more of every day. Make that transition. 7:45 here on the program. Please get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. That is the thing.
Everybody,
that is a real thing.
I'm going to fix the sick elephant in the room.
I'm going to
fix it next week.
Well, don't do this. Don't basically tell me that I'm not. Don't do this on the air, too. No, honestly. I've made changes. And one of the big steps I was to think about how to basically make little changes each day. I reach out to people. It's kind of hard to do that in an age of social media, but in a way, it's also made it easier. Go out. go out there and just do something. Something to make your life a little better. Find a way. There is. Organic, look at this way. I'm doing better than you are. Anywho.
Everybody, just come to his voice. Guess what? And the rest of the show, you have nothing else to say on this show.
Got a few more things to say. I got a few more things to say.
No, sir, you have nothing else to say. You've been cut off of conversation.
Why are you doing this on the air? Why are you?
It's 7:46 p.m. Now, everybody.
7:47.
At this time, dive into freeing that muscle in your happiness that is building strength, that's building character, is building something in yourself that you're going to find in the moments that you really need to have balance. Focus. Take the time. Take the time. Even when someone is giving you the insight of absent conversation that feels like the wind's blowing louder than your conversation of your heart that's been trying to conversate with others. And they're just taking your kindness for weakness. And people got to understand. Everybody needs to be appreciated.
Yes.
Once again, take the time to truly understand and reflect on what you're saying. They won't undermine you. They won't think that what they're saying is so much important, more than your conversation. They won't think that as you're trying to carry on this, it's got to be somebody truly connecting to it, not cross-contaminating your journey. So you can see what it looks like when someone takes the time to really appreciate that. When you truly appreciate yourself and you enjoy appreciating others, it brings so many close moments to appreciation. You must realize that. Everyone, take a moment and truly see yourself and invest into your happiness. Take a good, deep, healing breath. It's not out of reach. Even when things look like it's just unreachable, things will dig and dig and dig until it opens up a new place where you can plant new growth. Everybody, find this moment. This is Comedian Organic OK. We are 7:50, I'm about to say 7:50, but it's 7:49 p.m. And the show is being changed for the past, being changed for the future. Have you been appreciating yourself? Have you been not cross-contaminating others that are moving along? If you try to truly, when you're truly trying to not let people cross-contaminate you, undermine you, and try to talk down to you, act like they compliment you because that's the highest level of their ability, when you get those type of people, they don't know where they're supposed to be at. Huh? It's like they think the only person supposed to have an opinion is they self. And they always go out their way to try to make people feel uncomfortable. And you'll see, when you're truly trying to connect, I know it's moments where it takes people more time to complete stuff. But if you're looking at a completion platform or talk to others, you can't have people sidetracking you from what you're trying to accomplish on your platform. It's just facts. And when a person don't prepare and come on the platform and use that toxic and un, manage its inconsistent, uncontainable desires, it's like being an addict of sabotaging and using all these kind of phobias where I can't do this, I can't do this. This is not healthy. This is like having 50,000 mirrors that you think are mirrors, and guess what you find out? There are scales for people body to be weighed. And when you don't have what you need to carry on the task to be in alignment, you find people just destroying what you call the clock. The clock in time is there for a reason. Everybody, have you been truly helping people? Have you truly been taking the time to truly connect? Because people need connecting. Much as people need things to heal, the connected as a team. If you're teaming up in your abilities, other people will be teaming in more moments of clarity, peace, happiness. Life will give people more connection with you when you think everything is working against you. Come on now, everybody. We have got to
eat. I need that.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, you can break your chains with basically just a little bit of deep, controlled breathing and just the knowledge that you don't have to totally imprison yourself, be a slave to survive. You can have a free-flowing spirit. Imagine your entire self just being freed, released, with one exhaling breath. Find the serenity. Find your serenity. It is within you. You just need to let yourself unravel. And at first, there will basically be moments of the things that stressing you out getting to you. So be waiting for a moment. Don't worry. Stress just unraveling. Let it unravel completely. Let yourself basically be unbound, unwinded. You deserve this. Your pain is stopping. Let the spirit exhale. Let it breathe. Can you feel it? The air and blood and other fluids flowing from you. Let everything flow. Stop bounding everything up so tightly. Find your serenity. Embrace it. Make a point to do this when you wake up first thing in the morning and right before you go to bed at night. Maybe if you can in the middle of the day as well. Find your serenity. Find your serenity. Find your serenity.
Find all right, that was Talk Dude, and he was talking about some form of breathing, and I mean, some people do meditate. Some people do say, I don't meditate, I just do prayer. You know, it's different ways to go about it. So that's the thing. I tend to tell, I say, you know, it's things you can do to truly connect with your desires, and it's things that allow your desires to be overwhelmed by too much drowning of tears that people are suffocating you. You know, you gotta have a balance. Otherwise, you know, why do you think a cup in the actual fluids in it have a certain amount that each part can actually hold? The cup only can hold so much fluids, right? Otherwise, the fluid is going to overflow the cup. It's a balance. What's in the cup is supposed to be enjoyed, not supposed to be wasted, right? So you got to understand where that actual part comes into play, right? So, yeah, he's going to say a few more things because the show is, you know, we have to end. We only got a few more minutes. I'm going to wrap it up.
But, see, I'm not totally toxic. See, I'm helping these people. I'm helping them release and find pressure and release the pressure. Good people. Change is evolution. It's a part of life. Embrace it. Truly engage it. You can find yourself becoming the person you want to be before you even thought it was possible. You can become what you want to be. Find that peace. Find it. Find yourself behind all this shield, this thing you put up over yourself to basically try to be what they want you to be.
Wow.
To survive in a society.
Wow.
Find a way to undo a lot of that.
Everybody.
Right.
And become that somebody you want to be. That somebody you need to be. That somebody you're dying to be.
Righty then.
Find it.
Yeah.
Racist. It can be.
All right, everybody. You can stay tuned for the next week's episode. And the show is called Seeing a Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. And you will find some new experiences and new conversations that you will definitely know is a difference next week. Stay tuned to those moments. And everything will be a little bit more. You will find out as you get it. We must move on to the next segment. This comedian organic, okay? And the show is called Seeing the Change from the Past, Being the Change for the Future. Good night, everyone.
Thank you all for tuning in. You can pick up all the shows on the web, whatever, all of them. Check them out.
All right, that was
on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out on Blog Talk Radio. Google us. All right, thank you, and good night.